guys, welcome to the Mary Baloney Show. I'm your host, Mary Baloney, and you're listening to episode 25. Today's episode is called How to Remain Authentic When Raising Funds. And thank you guys for the reviews. Thank you for jumping on, for being a part of the Mary Baloney Show, and just for, you know, listening from wherever you're at. I know some people listen while they're working out or they're traveling to and from meetings and just, you know, across the country. And I have a friend who actually listens while she's mowing the lawn. So I love it. I love it. I love it. So thank you guys for being a part of the show. Today, I wanted to talk about authenticity because I do think that we are challenged with trying to raise funds and still being who we are. You know, we don't want to be fake. We don't want to be somebody that we're not. And so I wanted to talk about it, and let's figure out how you can really be truly you and raise more funds than ever before. So let's describe, what is the definition of authenticity? Well, Webster's Dictionary says that it's true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. It's basically just not being fake or an imitation of yourself. So being who you are, being, you know, knowing your values, your morals, all the things that make you you. And what I love about us being us, you know, just being who you're made to be, means that you attract a certain person, you attract certain people to you. And that's great. That's awesome. And I don't think that you want to attract people who aren't you, because then it makes life miserable when you have to please people that don't get you, they don't understand how you're wired. That is so much more work than you just being who you're meant to be and them liking it, them just liking who you are. So being authentic is just being connected to your values and your desires, you know, acting deliberately in ways that are consistent to your values and your desires. So being genuine, being real, being transparent. It's amazing how, like, when you look through history on how businesses are run, and the ones that are really authentic are the ones that we do business with. And I just wanted to share a story about Domino's. If you follow Domino's, if you've followed their history, back in 2009, they basically came out and said that their pizza was terrible. I mean, they said it was lousy. Their pizza was lousy. So they went back to the drawing board and they tested everything. Taste tested the sauce, the cheese, the crust, everything. They started all the way back from scratch. And what happened was because they were honest and they were transparent, their sales kicked up 14% that next year, that next quarter, and their stock went up 400%. Crazy. So when people are just, you know, they're who they are and who they're, you know, like, they're just saying, hey, we have crummy pizza, we get it, and they start from scratch, it means a lot. When you think about, you know, your favorite musician or somebody who's, you know, out in the media, and you think, wow, that's really amazing that they're truly who they are. I know a lot of people love Taylor Swift and maybe a Swiftie, but you know, she has quite the following because she like really, really loves her fans. And every year she does these crazy things where she goes and she meets her fans. And actually one of my old coworkers, when I was at the American Cancer Society, she actually posted right around Christmas time that Taylor Swift showed up to come see her grandfather, which is, her grandfather was in his 90s. And it was just so cool that I'm like, you know, she does these fun things that connect with her audience. And that's just who she is. She's a gift giver and she's authentic. And so really, really cool. But I want to talk about what you can do to be authentic when you're talking to donors. You know, the thing about talking to donors is that sometimes it's an uncomfortable situation because you're just not used to asking for money, period. So now here you are put in this situation where you're sitting across a desk or, you know, you're in a coffee shop or having lunch with somebody, and now you're just uncomfortable because you have to ask them for money and you just hate that and you just want to be friends with them and don't want to ask them for anything. So the whole deal is just realize, just sit in it and understand it's just awkward. It sucks. You know, it just stinks to have to like feel like you like may not be who you are. And so address that with yourself, that this is uncomfortable and that's okay. But you love what you do. You love your cause. You love what you stand for, what your cause stands for. And so you're not afraid to share that with someone else. So being authentic is just sharing your passion, sharing that you're excited about what it is that you're doing and how you're impacting lives, and that you want to invite them to be a part of it. So you don't have to be scammy or sleazy or any of that kind of stuff, because it's not necessary. There's no reason why you have to manipulate somebody to do what you're doing. You weren't manipulated to be in the job that you're in, so there's no reason you have to do that with a donor. So just realize you don't have to be perfect. Just embrace your imperfection. Feel free to say to your donor, you know what, this is uncomfortable. You know, sometimes it's just weird to ask somebody for funds. And I think that they can get that you're put in this position to raise money. And, you know, it's not normal, but yet at the same time, you're obedient and you want to do what you're called to do. And so inviting somebody to support that is what you need to do. And you're inviting them to be a part of it because it's way too good to pass up. It's way too good not to invite somebody else to be a part of. So just be genuine in that relationship. As you're talking to somebody, you know them. You're making this genuine connection. You're trying to find the thing that connects you two together. Is it that you have a similar passion to serve the same people? You know, do you have similar interests? Maybe your kids are in the same school. You know, there's all these things that might align. You know, maybe you go to the same church, or you grew up with their kids or something, like, you know, to where it's like there's some sort of connection that even got you in the place where you're sitting across the table from them. So embrace that. Figure out a way that you can have a genuine conversation with them as you're listening. You're not thinking through what's the next thing I'm going to say to them. You're thinking in your mind, I'm just listening. I genuinely want to get to know this person, and I want to figure out a way where we can best connect together and serve the people that you serve. So that's the second thing, is just be super genuine in making those connections. And the last, you know, the third thing that I want you to really think about when you're talking to somebody is just being present, you know, being in the moment, not thinking through all the things that could go wrong, or, you know, making sure that you're following your script. It's just be present. Be, you know, that authenticity will come through when you're just who you are. And I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of great things about having a genuine, you know, like listing of, you know, what you want to talk about and how you want to share your message. That's important to be prepared. You have your print pieces, you have your, you know, presentation, how you want to share your story. But be ready to change that in a moment, because there's something that they said that connects with you in a different way. It might open up a different story to tell. Maybe you're not supposed to tell the one that you thought you were supposed to share. And now it's like, wow, you get what it is I'm doing. Let me go down a different path, because I get you. You get me. And so it just changes the entire conversation when you go down that route. So being genuine, not trying to be perfect, and being present are really important as you're having these conversations. This last week, I was really fortunate to talk with an individual who's raising funds, and they kind of just said, hey, can I just talk through this process with you and get your feedback? And I was like, absolutely, I'd love to do that. So as we were talking, and this individual, you know, shared their story, spent about 10 to 15 minutes just sharing the background about how they got into this position and how they're raising funds. And then it came to the point where they were coming in for the close and coming to ask for those funds. And all of a sudden, I got this like stress response to the request. And I thought, I felt kind of like I was being cornered into making a decision to do something. And it wasn't bad. It was just the way that it was being approached, was that there wasn't an authenticity coming from across the table, because this person was nervous and trying to do everything right and say everything right, trying to be perfect. But in response is that I started to get stressed out about the request. And I want on the other end to feel like I, you know, I've said this before, that I get to be a part of what it is that you're doing. So I only financially give to things that I feel like I can really add something to that organization or cause. So I want to be a part of the story. I want to be a part of what it is that you're accomplishing, because I know that I couldn't be a part of it any other way. You're doing something extremely unique and special. And you have such clear vision about what it is that you're doing and what you're called to do. So those are some things that I just want to, I want to get across during that conversation is that you are you. You're not trying to be somebody else. You are authentically sharing your story. You're engaging me in sharing my story. So the conversation is going back and forth about here's what happened to me, what happened to you, and pulling out those questions from the person that you're talking to so that you can have conversation and that it becomes really organic, you know, that it's just you're just having a conversation with somebody about the things you care about. And it doesn't have to have this cookie cutter, I say this, you say that, I ask this, you ask that, and then I ask for money, and then we're done. It doesn't always work that way because something comes up, life happens, things happen in other people's world, and it may not be good timing. So you have to be ready to ebb and flow with that conversation as to how to ask them for funds. But the main thing is that when you come across the primary goal here is that you are just being you, not trying to be somebody else, not trying to be cookie cutter someone else, and you're really truly being authentically you. And I wanted to share, I was watching 60 Minutes recently, and I can't remember the lady's last name, but her name is Laura. But she was interviewing Bruno Mars, and Bruno hadn't done an interview in like 4 years. And here he was doing this interview with 60 Minutes talking about his story and growing up and the music industry. This guy's only 31 years old, and you know, it seems like he's had this amazing career. And so anyways, he's talking about his story and how he got picked up by Motown Records several years ago and how Motown Records ended up dropping him from their record label. And this was his response. He says, "I don't blame Motown. It's simply I wasn't ready yet. I think everybody doesn't know what color I am. It's like he's not black enough. He's not white enough. He's got a Latin last name, but he doesn't speak Spanish. Who are we selling this to? How are we making urban music? Are you making pop music? What kind of music are you making?" So here is the thing. Nobody could cookie cutter put Bruno Mars in a box. You know, he was trying to be his authentic self coming from Hawaii and not being black, not being white, not being Spanish, you know? So he was something different. And if you listen to any of Bruno Mars's music or see him, he's very eclectic. You know, he has drawn a lot of his inspiration from Prince and Michael Jackson and James Brown, and he loves it. That is something that he totally embraces. He says, "Absolutely, I've copied those guys. They're the best in the industry. Why would I not want to be like them?" But that's the difference. Being like someone and being someone are so totally different. We know that when we listen to Bruno or see him, that he has a unique flair to him. The way that he presents his music is very uniquely him. But he picks up on the guys that have gone before him on their perfection and the way that they wear their clothes and present their music and just do everything with excellence. And that's what he wanted to take on. And that's what I want to teach you guys is that you can learn how to be a good fundraiser from other people. They can teach you how to do the whole, you know, the process, how you go in and you ask for funds and the whole thing. Other people can teach you that, but nobody can teach you how to be you. How to be you. And so what's crazy is that Bruno Mars has sold over 115 million singles, 9 million albums worldwide, and he's one of the best-selling artists of all time. Best-selling artist of all time. And just a few years prior to that, he was a no-name. Nobody knew who he was, and nobody could figure him out. Nobody could put him in a box. And that's what I think is so great about us is that none of us can fit in a box because we're all special. We're all unique and different. And so if you're quirky and awkward and kind of nerdy and you're socially awkward, that is awesome. That's you. Be you. And when people meet you and they say, "Wow, he's a little awkward, but man, he does his work so, you know, he's the best. He's the best at what he does." And you are uniquely equipped to do the work that you're doing. And people see that and they want to be a part of it. So don't try and be the perfect version of what other people are telling you to be. Just be you. So as you're talking to potential donors and you're sitting there, you know, sharing your story, try and make your story something that's not what it was. You know, you can say that, hey, I didn't have a rough upbringing, or, you know, be a little vulnerable in the situation and share what it is that you're doing and not feel like you have to be something you're not. So it's fine. You know, that's what I think is so great about, you know, the kind of work that we do, is that we get to work with people that are, you know, doing things that are outside of the box, that we're trying to change their story. We're trying to change their outcome. And that's why we're there. As nonprofit leaders, we get to change the story with what we're equipped with. And so we don't financially have the funds to fund this entire vision, but others do. Others have the ability to come alongside us, bring their uniqueness, their authenticity to the table. And now together, you're a really, really great fit. So I love the fact that we don't have to be something that we're not. And it's okay to share that it's awkward, you know, that it's uncomfortable to be in this situation, but be confident. You know, be vulnerable, but be confident. You know, it's okay. Like, know that you are equipped for a season. You are equipped for this moment, for the work that you do, and that you're confident that what it is that you're doing is going to make a difference. So the fact that you're putting these funds in a place that is going to make an impact, you're confident in that. So I believe that you just need to stick in that and know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So if you're feeling unhappy, stuck, stressed, frustrated, uninspired at this point, you may just be living in a place of just inauthenticity, you know, that you're just not being who you're meant to be. So today I want you to sit in your truth. I know a lot of people say that, but just be honest with yourself and know that you can be you. And people will buy into that. And that's good enough. You know, that you can just be who you're meant to be, serve the people you feel called to serve, and others will follow because they'll see your authenticity and they'll say that they want to be a part of it. They want to come alongside you to make a difference. So today, I just invite you to be as authentic as possible, remain confident, you know, eliminate that desperation of trying to be something you're not. And, and be who you're meant to be. So, happy 4th of July. We're coming up on, you know, the 4th here just in a few days, and just, wish you a happy 4th if you're in the U.S. and, look forward to all the great things that are to come for you. And if you need anything, reach out to me in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe, which is on Facebook. You can just search for us, Fundraising Freedom Tribe, if you're not already in there. Love to hear what's going on in your world, and, definitely reach out if you need something. And, you know, I just look forward to walking the journey with you guys. So hope you have a great week, and we'll be talking to you soon. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.